You're listening to Ross FM 94.6, and this is the WOW Show World of Women with Susan and Danny in the studio here today. And Danny, we have two very special guests here, thanks to you today. Can you tell us a bit about how you actually heard about this?
Well, I have to say today we have Tracy and Cathal in the studio, and that's because a few weeks ago I was just browsing around Facebook, you know yourself, and end up seeing this video. And was a bit emotional, but strong in the same time. And I remember sending the video to you, and I said, we definitely have to have these people in the studio and have an interview and join them in their action. So we might introduce them.
Tracy and Cathal, you're very welcome to the studio today, and thanks so much for coming in to join us here.
Thanks for having us.
Tracy, just for our listeners, you are actually, yourself and Cathal are organising the Craig Connolly Memorial Walk, which is coming up soon. Can you tell us a little bit about this walk and what it's in aid of?
That's right. Well, we decided to do the walk in memory of my husband who passed away. It's 5 weeks to the first anniversary, so I suppose on the day it happened, he went out the door. It was a very normal Saturday, and it changed forever when he never came home. He suffered a massive heart attack later that day. So we had always said we would do something. We'd have a memorial closer to the time, and here we are nearly almost a year later, so we decided to do a walk. Obviously, Cathal and Craig had the gym in the town, so we wanted to fit in the health and fitness aspect, incorporate the gym, and most importantly, have it family orientated. Myself and Craig have three little boys, so we want them to be involved, and our wider family and friends, and there's a lot of children. So that's why we wanted to do it, and obviously to remember Craig. And then we took the opportunity to pick two charities that we wanted to raise money for as well.
Cathal, can I just ask you before we touch on that again there, can you tell me what your relationship with Craig was like, and you worked together as business partners in the fitness industry, is that right?
Yeah, so Craig and I first met each other probably in about the end of 2012, early 2013. I suppose we were of a similar age and we were shared in similar interests. We had been to various courses together, hadn't known each other growing up, but just became acquainted with each other. And we're at, a similar stage in life. We decided we wanted to go into business, and the opportunity came up for both of us, and we took the chance, and we started up Full Body Workhouse. And that was going really, really well, and still is, for 3 or 4 years. And then we moved to a new gym just on the Lanesborough Road. And as just Tracy said, all was going well, and I suppose on that Saturday morning, everything was as normal. We were in and, meeting our clients, training them. And unfortunately, Craig left to go to the hospital and never came back.
That's actually unbelievable.
Yeah, so it was a huge shock for both of us, and I suppose it still is, but I suppose we're trying to be as strong as positive as possibly can. So by organising a memorial walk, it's a nod to Craig, but also it's bringing into two charities that are very personal to both of us.
And can you talk to us a little bit about the charities? Why are they so close to your heart, and why did you choose these two particular charities?
And which are the charities?
So we chose Cree and Crumlin, Our Lady's Children's Hospital in Crumlin. So Cree, because of how Craig died, he suffered a massive heart attack. So we had no direct involvement with Cree prior to this, but we picked that charity, I suppose, just to raise awareness as well and help raise some money for them. The second charity is Crumlin. It is one personal to both of us, actually. It's something myself and Craig had spoken about. We would love to do some fundraising at some point in the future, so I suppose now seems an apt time to do it. Our youngest son, Senan, is under the care of the respiratory team in Crumlin since he's 10 months old, so he's 2.5 now, and I think he will continue to be under their care for the foreseeable future. So it is very personal. They do fantastic work up there, and we just want to raise as much as we can for both charities.
Well, that's actually a really wonderful cause. Both causes are really wonderful. And I think until something of this magnitude actually happens to you, the likes of Cree, they do offer fantastic support for people who have had heart attacks and strokes, but you probably wouldn't think of it until it actually happens.
Absolutely.
You see, life is strange. Even if you think like you are young and healthy and you are carrying on your daily life and daily routine, and then here comes life and surprise you, and I suppose you cannot find a reason why this happened. But the best thing that happened is that the two of you are here today.
Absolutely.
And from all the sad days, you are trying to bring some happiness and something good out of it.
And the money that will be raised from the memorial walk will help an awful lot of people, and that's actually a wonderful thing to do in memory of Craig. So can you talk to us a bit about the walk? What date is it going to happen?
So it's organised for Saturday the 24th. That's the weekend of the first anniversary, so it was important and I wanted to do it on that weekend. So Saturday the 24th, it's kicking off in the gym. It'll be all based from the gym on the Lanesborough Road, Full Body Workhouse, and back to the gym. Registration will be open on the day from 11, and the walk will be due to take place at 1.
It's taking place at 1 o'clock. One important thing is, even though people can come and register on the day, we want to try and get people to sign up online beforehand.
Okay.
It'll just help save time on the day, and it'll help us plan and organise with numbers. Yeah. We'll be given T-shirts and wristbands with every person that registers. So to guarantee we have enough, we really would appreciate if people could apply online and register.
At least
online.
Everything's in, like, you know, you come that day and really it's a matter of just more or less relaxing and just really coming in and doing the walk.
Tell us
the information on how people can go online.
If you look at the Facebook page, it was the Craig Connolly Memorial 5K Walk, and all the links are on the page.
Excellent.
There's an I Donate link for people who maybe can't do the walk or they want to donate as well, and if you click on the link, it brings you straight in, and then there's the link for the registration for the race
From the video that you had said that you've seen, just below that video, there is two links for donating and signing up online. So, it just would help it make things flow a little bit an awful lot easier.
What we can actually do is we will play the audio of that video for our listeners after this interview, so people will have all of the information, and we will give out all of the information on
and
the show.
And as well as that, on our Facebook page and on the rossfm.ie, all the information are going to be there. So even if people are listening now and they don't know where to go on rossfm.ie and you find all the information there.
Absolutely. And Cathal, can you tell, it's a special day regarding the gym also. It's special opening day
it is,
for
yeah.
the gym.
Look, Tracy, I suppose, have been onto Craig and I for a long time to try and organise ourselves to have an official opening. Even we were going to do it in our first studio we're in, which was just more in Main Street. But then definitely when we moved to our new, bigger Stave Star facility out in the Lanesborough Road, we had talked about it for a long time, Craig and ourselves. So we just feel, I suppose, it's a fitting tribute even to Craig.
Absolutely.
And to our clients, and I suppose everyone that has helped us along the way, to have it on that day. It's tying in, as Tracy said earlier, everything that was important to Craig, which is really, really important. So, yeah, first and foremost, obviously this day is about Craig and our two charities, but yes, we will be having an official opener afterwards of our gym.
That's a wonderful thing to do in memory of Craig, absolutely. And just for our listeners, if you want to text in or get any information on anything we've discussed today, the number is 083-8599-748 or email studio@rossfm.ie. Tracy and Cathal, we will be there on the day of the 5K walk as well.
Where
24th of February. We'll take the outside broadcasting unit and we'll do live streams on the day. So if people are buying T-shirts and stuff like that, is it going to be inside the gym you get all of the gear?
With everyone who registers for the race, we'll get a T-shirt as
part of the
online fee that they pay. So there'll be T-shirts to each person and the wristbands. And then inside, what we will be doing is we'll have a stand set up for Cree and Crumlin, and people can make donations on
the day
if they want. And we're also going to have a raffle on the day as well. So
actually, one little thing, sorry to cut across there, Tracy, in case you forget, anyone that enters in or signs up to the race gets entered free into the raffle. And
Excellent.
We're not going to disclose
what the prize is.
But there's actually some really, really, really good prizes. As in pretty top level. So I suppose for someone that signed up as an individual, it's only €25. I can definitely say, without saying too much, the prizes will be at least worth 3 to 4 times that.
Oh, sure, that's fantastic. And look at the cause. I mean, it's gone to two of the best charities in the country.
And that comes as a bonus, the raffle and the prize.
Absolutely, yes. So we'll be selling tickets beforehand. As Cathal said, everyone who registers will be entered into the draw. So we have some fantastic prizes. We've got amazing support from the local communities. Balhadrin, Roscommon, Charlestown, all around Roscommon. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, outside the counties.
Outside the counties.
It's been actually brilliant as well.
Oh, really? So it's gone that far as well.
It's been amazing. I suppose we could probably take an opportunity to, if anyone would still like to help us out with becoming a main prize sponsor or a main sponsor, we'll definitely take all the help we can get, because it's been great so far.
Yeah, and I'm a prize myself. I've a computer business in Ballardrain, I'll give in a prize for that.
Thanks very much.
And to thank everybody we've had fantastic offers of, you know, help on the day, to help at marshalling, just whatever help we need, and just all the help we have got from everybody has been fantastic, and
sure,
we really appreciate it.
You are so great to be here and share all your story with us. And I know it's emotional, but I don't think you realize how strong you are for doing all this. Mm. And I have to say, I just want to be there that day and help you with everything. And sure, we are going to do a live streaming from there. And as well as that, we are going to do the walk and...
Absolutely. Thank you.
And we're hoping a lot of people just get involved in the day, because it's about the community as well.
Absolutely.
And I suppose that's what we feel, that I suppose we've always tried to do in our gym, is probably make it a community effort and get everyone involved and sort of single out no one and bringing everyone along together. So it's
and people of all fitness levels can
absolutely
participate.
That's why we aimed it this year at a 5K. It's doable for everybody, for families,
even children.
Bring kids in the buggies. Absolutely,
yeah, these people
children
can walk
of all ages,
jog us or
absolutely.
Run us.
Yeah, people want to run it if they're fit and they want to run
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bring out your buggies.
It might kickstart some people's fitness plans, and they might just mosey on into the gym afterwards and sign up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
Better time of the year in February. We are still
no better time of the year. Yeah,
people are thinking about the summer, and
we all need to try and keep fit and healthy anyway. So it's a really good thing in terms of fitness, but it could be a fun day out for the family.
Absolutely.
Although it's a very serious subject, and we're not moving away from that. But people can have fun on the day indeed while supporting good causes,
and as well as your really good cause and the emotional part that comes with it. It's also a good message to put out there, like, you know, stay fit, look after yourself, because life is short and you never know, and appreciate everything you have.
Absolutely.
Today.
Grateful for every day. Yeah.
No, we do, because, like, at the end of the day, is you just say how it's a fun day, and it is, and whereas I know it's a very, very serious subject, and Tracy and I know that more than anyone
else,
but we do genuinely want to think of it in a positive light, and if the only positive thing can come out of it is, well, two charities being really well recognised, Craig being remembered, but also maybe people taking more care of themselves and health, whereas Craig was fully 100% fit. I know there has been people in certain situations that maybe have had a similar issue, probably could have been saved if they maybe got themselves to a hospital or just for their usual annual checkup or whatever it might be. Now, in Craig's situation, he was 100% healthy. There's no problem there. But I know people sometimes, especially males, can be quite lackadaisy in that.
And
I have to admit that myself, you know. But so even if it gets awareness, it's usually important. Just one thing I want to mention about Crumlin as well, and I want to wish my cousin well. She's been fighting cancer since she was 7, and she's now 17 the last 10 years. She continues her struggle, but I really do know how much, along with Tracy, how much Crumlin do give great support. Craig always told me that Tracy and himself always got great help, great support any time they went up with her youngest boy, and that always, you know, rang true in my own mind. And then obviously I knew how much my own cousin was getting care, support and help. So it's two charities that are very personal to us, and they're very important.
And the money from the walk then will go directly towards those charities then, and will change lives and will help them to keep
and
going.
And, you know, we have to support them, charities, so they can support people that need.
I think everybody in the country knows the work that Crumlin does.
Absolutely.
Anyway, for definite,
so.
You know, and for children as well. Like, it's a fabulous cause. Well, guys, we wish you the very, very best of luck on the day. We'll be there definitely anyway.
Thank you, it's great.
It's been a pleasure having you both in the studio here with us today. And thank you for coming down and making the trip in. And it's not easy to talk about these things, but you are creating an awareness and you're helping some wonderful causes. So you can certainly give yourselves a clap on the back for that. And we now know of Craig as well. So you're definitely, this will be about Craig, and we know who he was and that he was a great person. And everybody who participates on the day will also remember him, you know, and I'm sure he'd be probably delighted with that as well.
Yeah, and we'll promise we'll be there Saturday, the 24th of February. And everyone out there, please join us. It's
absolutely.
It's a really good cause. And more than that, it's never too late to start being healthy and look after yourself.
And take care of yourself and get the necessary checkups if you need to. So guys, we'll wrap it up there, but we will mention this on each of our shows coming up to the event, and we'll do our live streams on the day. So we hope you enjoy the rest of the day, and thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
I just want to say thanks, especially to Ross FM and your boat. Just it's great to get local support, so we appreciate it. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, guys. Thanks very much for that. Thank you.